my dear brothers and sisters, we hear Jesus once again giving a hard time to the Pharisees. And it's important to really understand why is Jesus giving them a hard time. And because what happens to them is something that can very easily happen to all of us in our relationship with God. And it's something that we all have to be careful of. And it's also what God was saying to the priests in the Old Testament, which is what is the issue with the Pharisees, is that they do everything so that they look holy. You know, they and this is why it talks about its phylacteries and its and lengthening their tassels. No, and that was so that everybody could see what good Jews they were. No, that they followed the rules. They did what they were supposed to do, and not only did they do what they were supposed to do, they did more. And so that when they walked by, everybody would be awestruck by their holiness. And if we were listening also to the first reading, what had happened is that the priest had lost sight of what their mission was as priests. And they started to be buyable, you know? They started to be, to do dishonest things. And God is reminding all of us to live our priesthood, because we're all priests. I'm a ministerial priest, but in our baptism, we're all priests, to live our priesthood well. To live it as to what we were truly called for, which is what is the mission of the priest, is to bring people to God. And what do I mean by that? My mission as a priest, my mission is not for you to like me. I don't want you to dislike me, but that's not my mission. I mean, I wish you all liked me. That's not always the case, but it's okay. My mission is not for me to make you leave the church feeling good about yourself. We would like that to be the mission, but I'm sorry, that's not the mission. So what is our mission as priests? To stand up for God without fear. To bring people to God. Now, that doesn't mean that you do it without love. That doesn't mean that you don't do it, you do it without mercy. But my dear brothers and sisters, one of our biggest dangers that we can fall into is that we like to look holy, but then on the inside, we're not holy. And this is today what Jesus is reminding us of, and is what is reminding of the Pharisees. And how should we live our lives? Well, Christ says, "He who is the greatest among you shall be your servant." My dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, we are called to serve. To give, and that is the ultimate sacrifice, which is to give our life for others. And so we have to ask ourselves, how do we live our Christianity? How do we live our Catholicism? Do we? Because there's a lot of ways to live it. We can live it trying to appear holy. We can live it trying to make everybody else appear, be holy. But my dear brothers and sisters, God wants us to live it in our own holiness. We are Christians for ourselves. and so that we can call others to God. And so today we come asking the Lord, we come to this Eucharist because a lot the other issue with the Pharisees is they not only make it impossible for them to enter the kingdom of heaven, but they're also making it impossible for anybody else to enter the kingdom of heaven. Oh, because they lay heavy burdens and make demands of people that are not, that God doesn't demand of us. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, today as we come to this Eucharist, we have the opportunity to truly ask the Lord for the gift of humility, for the gift of simplicity. No, to live our Christianity in the truth, to live as a servant, not to live our Christianity as trying to be popular. I think that this is something we have all learned. Being a Christian is not going to make you popular. But my dear brothers and sisters, there are many souls that count on us and count on us understanding who we are. And I hope, like I said last week, I hope that you have been, that you have spent this last week doing the 5 minutes a day. I told you there was going to be a scripture challenge every week. And so pens and papers out, notebooks out, or if you have a good memory, because you have to have this week's 5 minutes a day. Yes, I'm going to keep doing this. I can wait you out. I can be very patient. So this week, I want you 5 minutes a day for the next 7 days. I want you to pray with 1 Samuel. So the first book of Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. And I'm not going to tell you what the reading is, but it's very much related to today's reading, and really realizing that the Lord is calling us for a mission to save souls. And if we're going to live that mission that God is giving us, then my dear brothers and sisters, we have to live it well. And so we ask the Lord that we may truly be servants, that we may truly be, that we may serve with humility.